In CI News this week, gender critical nurse Sandy Peggy wins her harassment claim against NHS Fife. A report reveals that well over 300 parents in Wales have been criminalised for smacking their children, and Northern Ireland reports its highest number of abortions on record. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 12th of December. I'm Jenny Olson. An employment tribunal ruled that nurse Sandy Peggy was harassed by her employer after expressing gender-critical views. The nurse complained after encountering Dr. Upton, a man who identifies as a woman, using female changing rooms. She took legal action against her employer and Dr. Upton, and while the tribunal outlined four counts of harassment against her by the health board, her allegations of discrimination and those against Dr. Upton were dismissed. Sandy Peggy said she was delighted and relieved at the result, adding, "The last 2 years have been agonising for me and my family."
The tribunal's findings that Fife Health Board harassed Sandy Peggy is a huge win for a tenacious and courageous woman standing up for her sex-based rights. Our preliminary thoughts are that aspects of the judgment are hugely problematic for women, leaving the onus on them to object when their privacy, dignity, and safety are violated when men are given access to single-sex spaces.
Peggy's legal team later announced that they will appeal the judgment. Over 300 parents in Wales have been referred to re-education schemes for smacking their children. According to campaign group Be Reasonable's report, police have referred 365 parents since reasonable chastisement was outlawed in 2022. Be Reasonable highlighted that social services could be spending over £1.5 million on extra assessments. Although the group reported gaps in existing data, it warned the initial cost of implementing the Act could be double the £8 million originally estimated by the government. Spokesman Simon Calvert lamented that the criminalisation of loving parents will only make it harder to help children who are genuinely at risk. The public sector is under enormous pressure, yet thousands of hours and millions of pounds are now being wasted on needless investigations into families where there is nothing wrong. Northern Ireland has seen the highest levels of abortion in a year since the law was liberalised in 2020. The Department of Health revealed there were almost 3,000 abortions between April 2024 and March 2025. Although this is only a 3.7% rise on last year, it is 84% more than 2021. The vast majority of the abortions involved abortion pills, with women under 10 weeks gestation able to take the second pill at home without medical supervision. Since Westminster's liberal abortion regime was introduced in 2020, over 11,000 abortions have been carried out in the province. TUV MLA Timothy Gaston accused the media of being deeply dishonest for claiming that the new abortion regime was only needed for hard cases. He said it is anything but compassionate to ignore the social pressures, economic, familial and cultural, that push women toward ending a pregnancy instead of receiving real support. And finally, Arsenal winger Noni Madueke says it's a real blessing to be able to enjoy fellowship with his Christian teammates. A group of 10 footballers known as the Bible Brothers, which includes Madueke, Jorian Timber and Bukayo Saka, meet before each match to pray and read the Bible together. Madueke told the Premier League, "This is definitely the closest I've felt in terms of God and our team. We believe it gives us such a massive boost when we go onto the pitch that we're not alone. It's fantastic." Defender Timber, nicknamed Pastor Timber by the Arsenal squad, explained to The Athletic that his Christian faith is a way of life. "I try to live by it. We pray before games because we have a few Christians in our team, which is amazing. It brings unity and understanding because you kind of live the same life." To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching and have a blessed weekend.